Who cares? This is the Cosmic Court Show. Go podcast, our podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, bigger Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Welcome to the show where the scales always tip in favor of sports. We are absolutely packed. It is draft day, just like the movie Draft Day. And there's some people who didn't like that movie. I thought it was a very good movie, the movie Draft Day. Welcome to the show. We're live in Virginia Beach, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome in. So I want to start with this. All right. So it is draft day. We've got reports coming. We'll get to all that in a minute. I want to start with this out of the NBA, though. So I, on the show, has been very – I admit when I'm wrong, and I've admitted many times when I'm wrong on the show. I do not hover over a take. I move off takes very quickly, very quickly. So, I mean, very quickly. So I find it interesting, and I at the beginning of the NBA season, I said there's two teams – that I think are well above the rest, that I think are going to be in the NBA Finals again this year. Denver, Boston. Those were the two. I think they will say, I still think they're the two best teams in the league. And I picked Boston at the beginning of the year. And I don't think I feel that way anymore. So I feel like Denver is by far the best team in the West. I don't think it's close. I think second probably be maybe the Clippers or the Mavericks. But again, that's a big, big second difference between the two. I feel like Boston is by far the best team in the East. I think probably second place would be the Knicks, maybe the Bucks. But again, there's a big difference between those, between Boston and everyone else. And I was watching a little bit of the Heat Celtic game last night, and I thought the Heat are winning this game, and they won the game without their best one of their best players, arguably. So I'm not I don't buy into Boston as this is a cakewalk. Did you see the Knicks? Have you seen how good New York, the Knicks look? And I think Boston still makes the championship. I do. But the Knicks have looked so good against Philadelphia, I could see the Celtics-Knicks series going to about 6 or 7. And I think Boston wins that series. My guess is, though, it's a emotionally drained series. It's a very good series. It's about even team-wise. Boston gets Denver. Denver, but the series would begin in Boston, which is good news for the Celtics. But if it goes to 6, then they're coming back from New York, and right afterwards, the NBA Finals would begin a couple days. And I feel like Boston couldn't mentally get over that, emotionally or mentally get over that game against New York if it does go to 6 or 7. And that would be my guess. And I think Denver, I mean, they are. The Lakers could not have played a better game. I think Denver is right now the best team in the NBA. I would not want to play the Denver Nuggets. And I'm watching the Nuggets in their series, and I'm watching the Celtics in their series, and I just feel like I got something wrong when picking Boston. Celtics are a very good team. Very good team. They're winning the East, I think. I think that maybe the Knicks series goes about 6 or 7, but the Celtics are winning the East. I feel like they will play the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals. That series will be a long series. It'll go to about 6 or 7. Denver will win. That's just how I feel. I mean, I don't think there's anyone in the West that can challenge Denver. And I feel like the only team that can beat Boston right now is the Denver Nuggets, and I think they will. So at the beginning of the season, I said Denver, Boston. Boston wins at about 6. I think that was my NBA prediction. And now I'm admitting I think I got it wrong. I think the series is right. I think I got the game right, the two teams right. I think it's going to be Boston and Denver. And I feel like I got the team, though, that I think is going to win wrong. I mean, the Heat beat the Celtics in Boston without arguably their best player in Butler. I mean, I'm just saying, when you sit and you watch, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought the Heat have lost one of their best players in the play-in, maybe their best player, and yet I thought, oh, well, you know, Boston, they should win this series. Unbelievable. I really think I got the matchup right, Denver-Boston, but I got the team wrong. I picked Boston. I think it's Denver. I mean, they are dominating a Laker team that's healthy. At times can get hot. Let's be honest. D'Lo can get hot. And the Heat are now tied in a series with the Celtics.
and they're not completely healthy. I'm just saying that concerns me if you're the Celtics, because guess who you get next? Maybe the Pacers. Maybe I think Cleveland, actually. You get Cleveland next. I think Cleveland's a very good team. If you somehow get past Cleveland, you're probably going to get New York next. Good luck. I think Celtics win that series against the Knicks. I think it goes about 6 or 7. And I think the Celtics just run out of gas in the NBA Finals. So I feel like I got the teams right. Denver and Celtics, just wrong. Picked the wrong team. Denver's winning the NBA championship, I think. After watching both series, sometimes you got to see how teams do in the playoffs. And right now, Denver is looking much more superior than the Celtics. And Denver is arguably playing a better team. I think the Lakers are a better team than this Heat. And Denver is looking significantly better, I think. All right, so that was that story. Let's go into the NFL. So the Patriots are reportedly could trade the 3rd overall pick if the offer is there. That's what reports are saying this morning. I think, listen, this is what's interesting. Does that mean to me that the Washington Commanders are taking Drake May? Is that what that means? We know Caleb Williams out of USC is going 1 overall to Chicago. We think Washington is going to go Drake May or Jalen Daniels, one of the two. The 3rd overall pick will either go the opposite. They'll either go whoever Washington doesn't take between Jalen Daniels and Drake May. That's the order. We know that's the order. Those are the three going to be, I believe, the three players, 1, 2, 3, and the top three taken. Drake May, Caleb Williams, and Daniel. But the question is, where do they go? And that's, you know, so is it a foregone conclusion now Washington's going Drake May? Because if I'm a team, I would only trade up for Daniel. I would not trade up for Drake May. I wouldn't. I think Drake May is a good quarterback, but I think there's some risks. I have some concerns. I have no concerns with Jalen Daniels. None. I think Caleb Williams, obviously Chicago's not moving off that pick. I think the Bears are in a very good position. Now, there's only two teams in the top, or two players in the top five, or three players, but the Bears are drafting Caleb Williams. So I'm going to take Caleb Williams out. There's only two players now from picks 2 to 4 that I would trade up for. What most mock drafts say are going to go 2 and 4. Jalen Daniels and Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State. That's it. I would not trade up for Drake May. So if I'm New England, and you could say, well, you know, the Giants might be interested. I just wouldn't do it. If the Giants have, I just wouldn't do it. I think Drake May is a very good quarterback, but I think the fit has to be right, and I think the best fit for Drake May is New England. I think Washington, the best fit is Jalen Daniels. I think Chicago is the best fit is obviously Caleb Williams. And the Giants, I think Michael Penix Jr. is a very good quarterback, excellent quarterback out of Washington. I would take him over Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy. So I think the question is the Giants going, and I've said this for a little while now, and I'm going to talk more about this coming up, is the Giants, I think the Giants are by far the most interesting player in the draft, a team in the draft. I just do. I think the Giants are by far, the Raiders would be second. The Giants have some options here. Do you trade back? Do you stay where you are? Do you go quarterback? Do you trade up to get Marvin Harrison Jr., a great, I think maybe one of the best wide receivers I've seen in the draft in a very long time. So there's two players, that's it, I would trade up for in the top four, outside of course, Caleb Williams, who's Chicago's not trading that pick. It is Jalen Daniels and Marvin Harrison Jr. So I can, and I think teams are getting there. So the Patriots won out apparently, or would be listening to offers of the 3rd. Look out for the Giants. I could see a relatively trade where the Patriots trade for the Giants. Giants get Drake May. That is very possible. very possible. And if that's the case, it becomes very interesting. So does this mean that the Patriots do not want Drake May? I just think it's very interesting what's going on, because the Patriots have got to get a quarterback. I mean, they're going to draft a quarterback. They traded Mac Jones, who I thought that was a very good move. They traded Mac Jones. The Patriots have got to get a quarterback. So is it the fact that the Patriots think that Washington's going to take Jalen Daniels, New England does not want Drake May, and I think the Giants would be a great team because New England is not moving. They're only moving back. It cut two picks. I think the Giants have the 5th overall pick. So the Patriots only moving back 2 picks to 5th. And then the Giants would take Drake May. The Cardinals would take Marvin Harrison Jr. And that would leave the Patriots with Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy. Penix Jr. over J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix. If that's what New England's thinking, I think the Giants are a great team. It's not that I don't like Drake May. I'm not saying I don't like Drake May. I'm just saying I have more concerns with Drake May than I do with Michael Penix Jr. than I do with J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix. I would take May over J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix. That's it. I think the three best quarterbacks in this draft are Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr., and Jalen Daniels. I just do. I love the arm I'm getting from Michael Penix Jr. So I'm just saying I have real questions. I think the worst quarterback in this draft out of the big five that are going to go in the first round is Bo Nix. I have real questions with Bo Nix. I do not trust Bo Nix. I think it's got to be a perfect situation. Minnesota would be an interesting spot for Bo Nix. But I that would be the last quarterback I would take if I was a general manager, would be Bo Nix. So it's interesting that New England is saying, we'll listen to offers. Because does that mean that they think Washington's going to take Jalen Daniels and they don't want Drake May? I just find that very interesting. And again, it's nothing against Drake May. I think he's going to be a pretty good quarterback. But I would take Michael Penix Jr. I love the arm of Michael Penix Jr. And you could say, well, he gets hurt a lot. He's transformed Washington. I mean, Washington was in the playoffs this year. The last time that happened was a long time ago. I mean, I really like Michael Penix Jr. You know, I just do. And by the way, the Pac-12 was very good this year. Oregon, you know, was good. USC was pretty good. I'm just saying, I would take Michael Penix Jr. If I was the Patriots, I would trade my 3rd overall to the Giants. The Giants would take Drake May. That's a good fit. That is a very good fit, I think, for Drake May, is New York Giants. Patriots fall back to 5th, and they get Michael Penix Jr., who has a very good arm. That's just what I think. And again, I do like Drake May. The only quarterback that I would think, you know, the only quarterback I'm not sure that will be a great quarterback in this league is Bo Nix. That's it. I think, at least very good. I think Caleb Williams is going to be great. Great. I think Jalen Daniels will be very, very good for Washington. I think Michael Penix Jr. has a very good future. I think J.J. McCarthy on the right team will be pretty good. Bo Nix, I don't know. I don't trust the kid. I watched that Pac-12 championship game, Oregon-Washington. I thought Michael Penix Jr. outperformed him, you know. And you could say, well, yeah, I just do. All right, coming up, you know, a lot of NFL draft. J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback. A lot of people think the best fit is Minnesota. I disagree. That's coming up next. It's interesting because there's a couple teams I'm very interested in the draft. I think the Giants, for example, very interesting. Do they go quarterback? Do they go defense? Do they go offensive line? Do they go running back now that Saquon left? Do they trade back? Do they trade up? I think the Giants might be the most interesting team this year in the NFL draft. But there's a couple other teams that I think are just as, or at least very close to, as interesting, and I'll talk about them next. It's the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. They're truly a great company. Creative Music Entertainment. Truly a great company. Check them out today. It's the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach on draft day. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach on draft day. So I want to get to this. So Minnesota, people love J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. I get it. Justin Jefferson, good wide receiver. I think if I'm Minnesota, I really, really, really want Michael Penix Jr. I would be okay with J.J. McCarthy. I'm very high, if you haven't been able to tell already, on Michael Penix Jr. I think he's a great kid. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he'll do very well in this league. But many people think J.J. McCarthy is this perfect, great fit for Minnesota. And I think Denver is the best fit for J.J. McCarthy. I know Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, both very good coaches, and they coach, you know, you can't go from Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I'm not saying the Vikings head coach is bad, but you got to go, I think, to another great coach, another really good coach. And that to me is just Sean Payton. I mean, I would not be shocked. Like, if I'm Minnesota, I think, like, if you're the Vikings, if I'm the Vikings front office, I would want Michael Penix Jr. Big arm, big kid, can throw it big, good, very good quarterback, good kid. He can throw it big, long. And I think, you know, if big, you know, throw it downfield to Justin Jefferson, trust him a lot. I think, you know, Minnesota is one of those interesting teams because I think the defense is good. I think the receiving core is very good. The running back, you brought in a very good running back, and Aaron Jones. I just think that you're a quarterback away. It's almost like Minnesota and Atlanta are in the same boat. I feel like Atlanta's a quarterback away. Maybe they got that with Kirk Cousins. I feel like the Vikings are a quarterback away, and they might go J.J. McCarthy. I think Michael Penix Jr. is slightly better for Minnesota. I think J.J. McCarthy slightly better fit for Denver. It's okay. And people are going to be shocked tomorrow if Denver drafts J.J. McCarthy. Shocked. I'm just telling you, I think it's a good fit, and I would not be shocked. Minnesota, people really think Minnesota is going to draft them, and maybe they will. I think it's possible. I know Minnesota very likes J.J. McCarthy, but if you're just strictly talking fit, then I think you got to go with, I think you got to, I really believe you have to go with Denver. I think Sean Payton's a great head coach for J.J. McCarthy. They got one nice receiver. They got a good defense. I've been high on Denver's defense for a little while, and most importantly, you have a very good, dependable head coach. So if I'm Denver, it's almost Michigan in the NFL. I would go with Denver. If I'm Denver, I would go J.J. McCarthy. If I'm Minnesota, I would go Michael Penix Jr. I think Bo Nix is one of those quarterbacks. It's the wild card. Will the Raiders go after him? That's a possibility if you're Bo Nix. I think the Raiders, the Falcons I don't know if the Falcons would get him at 8. I wouldn't if I was, I think if the Falcons are an interesting team too, because if the Falcons draft a quarterback at 8, they're doing the blueprint that Kansas City, New England laid down. And I've been on this for weeks. If I'm Atlanta, I would draft a quarterback. Now, if you're Atlanta, you kind of got to hope Bo Nix falls to the second round, which is possible, I think. But, you know, I just would not be shocked to see Denver go after J.J. McCarthy. I think it's a very, very good fit. Now, what Denver might actually do, I don't, you know, they might go after Bo Nix. I don't know. But if I'm Denver and I have the choice between Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy, I'm taking J.J. McCarthy. If I'm Minnesota and I have a chance between the two of them, they would probably go Bo Nix. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, but I would go Michael Penix Jr. I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. I was right last year on, I said Carolina is going to go Bryce Young. I said they will. But if I'm Carolina, I'm taking C.J. Stroud. You watched the two last year. C.J. Stroud was heads and shoulders better than Bryce Young. And I think Caleb Williams is very good, excellent. And I think he'll go to Chicago. And Jalen Daniels, I really like. I watched 5 minutes last year of Jalen Daniels at LSU, and I said, this kid's going to be an NFL star. And then I think third would be Drake May. Big arm, right? Big, big arm. I like the kid. Went to Carolina. Made Carolina a very good program for 1 or 2 years. I like Drake May a lot. And then I would go, if all those three are off the table, I would go Michael Penix Jr. I don't get this. Michael Penix Jr. is going to fall. I don't get it. I think he's a very capable, good quarterback. So I find it amazing that people think Michael Penix Jr. is going to fall. I just don't. I think he's a very good quarterback, and I would love him on my football team. I mean, he's kind of my C.J. Stroud. People want to call him a dark horse. He's kind of my C.J. Stroud this year. Keep your eye on Michael Penix Jr. next year if he gets a start. And again, and that's the other thing. If he goes to Minnesota or Denver, whoever goes to Minnesota, Denver, or the Raiders are going, I think it's very possible that all five of these quarterbacks, or all these quarterbacks, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Jalen Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, I think they all five start. I really believe that. The question is where. And if I'm assigning quarterbacks based on fit, I think Caleb Williams fits very well in Chicago. I think, I think Jalen Daniels fits very well in Washington. I think Drake May fits very well in either New England or the Giants. I think Bo Nix, I can see Bo Nix at Seattle. I think it's a great fit. Or the Raiders, either Seahawks or Raiders. I think it's a great fit. I see J.J. McCarthy as being a very good fit in Denver, and I see Michael Penix Jr. a great fit in Minnesota. That's what I see based on fit. So is it possible, Bo Nix falls to Seattle or the Raiders at 13? Absolutely. All right, so coming up, I'm going to tell you some interesting points I think are going to happen in the draft. It's the Carson Court Show live in Virginia Beach. All right. Well, as we were on the break, a report just came in that the Giants are trying to move up for a quarterback. The Giants are actively looking to trade up from 6. That was broke by SNY. You know what's interesting about the Giants, and this is how I'm going to start this segment. The Giants are a very interesting team, and I just got done saying I think New England, from going from 6 to 3, the Giants would be very good, because they would probably get either Jalen Daniels or Drake May. And the Patriots would love it because they're not falling back a ton. They can still get a quarterback, probably then Michael Penix Jr. This is interesting because what does this mean for Minnesota or Denver? Because the Giants, some people did not think they were going to draft a quarterback. They were going to ride with Daniel Jones. Now the Giants are saying, we want a quarterback. I think they trade up to 3rd with New England. That's the trade I really, really think is going to happen. The Giants and Patriots. That's what I think it feels like. Washington's not going to move off. Chicago's not going to move off. Arizona is kind of interesting, but I think Arizona's locked in. I don't think they're going to want to roll the dice on, okay, well, what would the Chargers do at 5? Chargers desperately need a wide receiver. If Arizona moves to 6, are the Chargers going to take, I think that's very interesting. I think the Giants, I really think if the Giants are going to move up, it's going to be to move up to 3 to get either Drake May, which I think would be a great fit in New York, great fit in the Giants organization, or I think they move up to get Jalen Daniels. But regardless, the Giants will go to 3. I really believe that. So that was a report that just came in just a couple minutes ago. The Giants moving up to 3 just feels right, and the Patriots moving to 6, they'll still get a good quarterback, probably Michael Penix Jr., maybe Bo Nix. But regardless, that's what it is. Let me go into this. So there's some really interesting teams. Giants are probably the most interesting team. I'm very interested to see what they're going to do tonight. Obviously, it looks like they're probably going to move up. Potentially, they're trying to move up to get a quarterback. So the Giants are seeing the Raiders and Falcons are in the next kind of tier that's interesting to me. They could both go quarterback. They could neither go quarterback. I think a lot depends on where Bo Nix goes and where J.J. McCarthy goes. I think those are the last, and of course, Michael Penix Jr. I could see Minnesota moving up to maybe 7 to get one of the two. I think Denver is interesting too. I think the Broncos have to move up. I don't think they'll get a quarterback where they are. I think the Broncos have to move up. The question is, where do they move up? Do they move up to the Chargers? That's what I did on my mock draft the other day. I had Denver moving up to get J.J. McCarthy from the Chargers at 5. That's interesting. That is a very interesting spot, I think. There's a lot of interesting spots, but those are really the teams I find most interesting. What's Denver going to do? What's the Raiders and Falcons going to do? I'm very interested in the Giants, but I've been on this now all day, and I still think the Giants moved to third with the Patriots. The Patriots fall back to six. That's not a big fall. You can draft a quarterback at six, especially if the New England does not like Drake May. I think Drake May is going to be good in this league. I have some concerns. I would take Jalen Daniels over him. I would take Caleb Williams over him. I have some concerns with Drake May, but I think he's a really good quarterback. I would take then after Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., which is where now you start to get into Minnesota, Denver, Raiders, Falcons talk. And, you know, Michael Penix Jr., I think he has I think he's going to be really good in this league. And I would, if he sits under Kirk Cousins for a year in Atlanta and Atlanta takes him at eight, I think that's a really good fit. If he goes to the Raiders, you know, he probably would start right away. That's okay. He would have Devontae Adams. I mean, that's a very good receiving core. I think the coach is good into the Raiders. You know, so it's interesting because Minnesota, Atlanta, the Raiders, and Denver are kind of in this situation of do they go quarterback? Especially Minnesota and Denver, are they going to trade up? If the Raiders don't want Bo Nix, they might have to move up. So Atlanta's in this very interesting situation at eight because there's going to be teams calling Atlanta tonight. There's going to be teams calling the Chargers tonight. There's already teams calling the Patriots today. So, you know, the Patriots, the Falcons, the those two and the Chargers, those three are in very interesting situations. The Chargers can trade up. The Raiders can trade up to five. And the Chargers go back to 12. They can still, I think they really want a left or an offensive lineman. There are very good offensive linemen at 12. The other thing is Tennessee. Does Tennessee at 9 move back? The Raiders could trade it to the Titans. That is an interesting situation. But I think the Raiders, Broncos, Vikings, if they want a quarterback, they have to move up. And, of course, the Giants are already trying to move up. So my guess for the draft, I did my mock draft the other day. I think I did a trade with the Chargers and Broncos. I had the Broncos moving up to 5 and drafting J.J. McCarthy. I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota moves up to Atlanta at 8 and drafts either J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, whoever's left. And then that might leave the Raiders with Michael Penix Jr. at 13, which is very interesting. I think he's a very good fit for the Las Vegas Raiders. So there's some very interesting things happening. I'm very excited for the draft. We'll break it down tomorrow, round 2 and 3 tomorrow night, round 1 tonight. I think the Steelers, Dolphins, and Eagles all go offensive linemen in the 20s. They go 20, 21, 22. I think Pittsburgh and Philadelphia primarily go center. I think Dolphins go left tackle. Ravens and Lions both need defensive pieces. Baltimore lost a ton. And finally, Cincinnati is another team that's in an interesting situation because now their best defensive player requested a trade yesterday. They already had T. Higgins request a trade. So what does the Bengals do in this draft? Do they go wide receiver, trade T. Higgins? Do they move up? That's the other question. And I don't think they would do this. I don't think Arizona would do this. But if the Bengals call the Cardinals and say, listen, T. Higgins wants out, we'll give you T. Higgins and their defensive player and our first for your fourth. Arizona would do that. I think Arizona would do that. So Cincinnati is kind of in this. I don't think it'll happen. But if I'm Cincinnati, I told you, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a great kid. I think he's a great quarterback. So if you're Cincinnati, if I'm the general manager of the Bengals, I would call Arizona and say, look, T. Higgins, Tyler, third round, so our first round pick, that's three things for your fourth, take it. And I think Arizona would, and I think Cincinnati would draft Marvin Harrison Jr. with the fourth overall pick. That, and then they guess what? They would start over because Marvin Harrison Jr. would be on a rookie year, so they would only have to, for the first next 2-3 years, they would only have to pay Jamar Chase. I think that is a very interesting situation. I don't think it'll happen. I'm just telling you, if I'm the Bengals, that's what I would do. So I would trade both the two players that requested a trade and my full first to Arizona. Arizona would get a very good receiver who would want paid, but that's okay. A very good defensive player and another first-round pick. and Arizona would move back. They could draft a left tackle and offensive lineman. I think that is very interesting. I still think Arizona is locked in on Marvin Harrison Jr., but I think that's a very interesting situation. All right, the NFL draft, I love it. We're live in Virginia Beach for the final time. We will talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the draft. It's Carson's Court Show. I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown by Europe. Thank our intro song. Thanks and have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show. Have a great day.